Okay, we are holding two lines from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Today's Amud is Yud Beis Amud Beis. So now the Gemara is going to discuss about doing Hatfasa with using Truma. So Amar Ravina, still trying to prove our case. Tashma, Kechalas Aron Uchitruma So. This is coming up later on in Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. If a person says this item should be like the chala of Aaron, right, which we know that's the part that we're giving to them, so then mutter, it's allowed. Ha, but that would imply kitrumas lachme toda. But if he said this should be like the truma that's given for the breads, so then it's osir. So what's the lumdus over here? Again, it's the reminder: the case is that you have to be to hatfasa with something that is a inherently, that can't be something that's all inherently osir. So the Meforish explains right here: Tashma, 3 lines in the bottom. Kechaz aron kitrumaso truma gedola o trumas maaser dahainu dover haosir. This is something that's osir already. Mitikama kitrumaso, like his truma michlal the ika truma the imatvis bo havi osir. If you would do hatfasa, you would attach it to that type of food, it will become osir. Dahayne trumas lachme toda. That's the truma that's separated from the lachme todas. We'll explain later on in the shir that out of the 40 loaves that are baked and given by the toda, 4 of those are given to the kohen. That the dover hanodahu toda the lachma. That's a dover hanodah. There's something that the comes osir through another person dover ha osir. Tosfos asked the question actually, and here at the bottom. The second to last line in Tamar, Tosfos wants to say, "Halo kedushas hatruma chala al yedei dibur," right. You're making this by speaking this out. V'hafrosha ve'in kein havi davar hanodur. So how could that be? Because this should be a davar hanodur, something you're making osir through your neder. So Tosfos says, "No yeshlam mikomakam ein ha'isir shebetruma boy al yedei hafrosha." It doesn't come through the hafrosha. Shahari kodem lechein nami haya osir mishum tevel. Meaning this was inherently prohibited already. You couldn't have eaten beforehand, so therefore it's not. Dehafrosha satruma ena ki'im lahatir. Okay, so that's how Tosfos answers the question of how this could be a davar hanodur. Continues the Gemara now. Now on the top of Amud Beis. Now, again, just working that within Rava. Ha trumas lach me toida la achir zrikas damim hi. So the truma of these the lach me toida, those are the bread that's brought along with the korban toida, that must be done after the zrika was done. So it comes out you have to talk about this person must have made his neder after the zrika was done, and that point after the zrika becomes mutter for the kohen to eat. So from the fact this neder is chal, it takes effect, it must be because that this guy had in mind when he made the neder the original status of the lach me toida before the zrika. Adam. So you see from here, this is the raya that when a person makes a statement they have in mind, meikara, what it was originally, not hashta, now what it is right now. So when it says, nope, maybe that's not necessarily a good proof. I could give you a different tale, it's kitrumas halishka osir. It's talking about the truma, like the machzis hashekel, that when they would collect this several times out of the year, and they were at a special place, and there was actually 3 times a year when a coin would go in, and they would lift it up and they put it into the containers. So this maybe is talking about something else. You can't necessarily make an inference from our Mishnah that if you said that the food's going to be like the truma, the lachmei toda, maybe it becomes a osir. There's a Rambam over here, second Hilchos Nedarim, Aleph Yud Dalid. Rambam says, Omar. So if I say that these things are to me like the truma belishka, skipping a little bit, gives a whole other examples. Shekol hadvarim elu inyonim keomer harehein alai korban, because these things are set aside, so therefore it can't be used. Just the Rambam, the last halacha, last kanz we did, just going back to Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, "Aval ha'omer perus elu alai kechalas aron ok trumaso. If these are going to be like me, Aaron's chalas truma, hare elu mutarin. That's going to be mutar she'ein derech lahavi elu b'neder b'nedava. These aren't things that are brought through a neder and nedava, so therefore it would not create, it would not generate an iser. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to ask, Aval trumas lach metoda mai. what would the din be that if he said these din with the truma of the lachmei toda, right? So mutter, would you be allowed to do it? So if that's true, then lisnich lachmei toda, right? So just say beferish in the Mishnah. If you say lachmei toda, it's still going to be mutter, right? Even though you did this. And then certainly you can figure out if you said like the truma like Aaron, then certainly it's going to be mutter to eat. So hakamash v'lan? No, the chiddush is to teach us the following: trumas lachmei toida, trumoso hi. When it says the truma of the loaves from the korban toida, that's called his truma, and it's included in this. What it means it's recorded, his truma. Meaning like the way Tosfos learns it, his truma is like in general all inclusive term. Any type of truma that belongs to the kohen, that's what we mean by this. Okay, so that was Ravina tried to give a proof from the case of the Lach Metoida, that if you see from here, that he had in mind Meikar, what it was originally. The Ibai is same, if you want, that could give you a different answer. Trumas Lach Metoida, Nami Kodam Zrikas Damimhu. The Truma we're talking about of these loaves of the Toda, that's also could be done before the Zrikas Hadam, right? Kigon, what? How would you do this? Da Afreshinhu Belisha. You separated the truma while you were still kneading the dough, right? So it comes out, the case could be very different. You made the netter before you did the zrika at all, right? That's when the lachmei toda are usher to everybody, and that's the reason why this netter takes effect. But you just did it at that time. It wasn't that you did it later in what you had in mind. You did it earlier. V'chi haida amar Rav Tuvi bar Kisna amar Shmuel. This works very well, what he says. Lachmei toda sha'afo'on ba'arba chalos. Yotza. So it's an interesting case. What would be the din if instead of baking 40 loaves, right? We know there's the 40 types of loaves, and there are 10 loaves of each one of the different kinds. There's the chametz, and there's the challahs, and there's the rakikin, and there's the ravucha. So if you did all these, you're supposed to make 10 of them each. But let's say you didn't. Let's say you just made one big one, and then you separated a part of that from that. Technically speaking, that you would be yotzi like that. You don't have to make all for 40. The Gemara asks, v'ksiv arboim. You look psukim in the Chumash says you're really supposed to be baking. What's it called? This parshas tzav. You're supposed to be making 40 loaves. How can you tell me they're going to be yotzi if you just made one big one and then took a piece from that? The one says that's lemitzvah. That's the best way of doing it. That's lechatchila. But technically speaking, if you only made four, one of each type, you would be yotzi through that. Oh, v'haboy lemishka truma. But you have to take truma, right? From one, something out of each of those has to be given to the kohen. V'chiteima deshakil chada rifto akula. And if you're going to tell me he just takes one of those as of the four, and that's going to be truma for all the others. So v'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah. So understand this Mishnah, it's Menachos and Ayin Zayin. Just to go back to the Pasuk for a second. In Parashas Tzavon, it's describing the Korban Torah. It says, this is Zayin Yudaled. V'hikriv mimenu echad mikol korban truma la Hashem. Lakohin hazorik es dam hashlamim lo yihyeh. So on that, the Gemara says, "V'atzanan echad mikol korban." That one of them has to be shelo yito mikorban al chavero. That you can't take from one loaf for the other, right? So therefore, you can't do this. You can't just take one. So v'chiteim adeshak el prusa mikol chad v'chad. So you're going to tell me he's going to take a slice from each one of these four loaves and give that to the Kohen. Vatanam, we learned in Mishnah, Echod. It says one, so Shelo Yitol Prusa. You can't take a slice. It has to be a whole complete thing. So how do you get out of this? So the Rambam bring these down to Meister Karbonos. In, where are we? Perik Tes. Halacha Chaf Beis. V'lachmei toida she'ofa oson arba chalos. Says the Rambam, if you would make the bread to go with the Korban Torah into four big challahs, not 40, but only four, yotza. Yeah, that technically speaking works, b'di'eved, lo ne'emar arboim el l'mitzvah. It only says do 40 in total. That's the lechatchil, the best way of doing it. V'hu she'afrish ha'challah shelehen achas mikol korban k'shem betzeg. You have to separate them when it's still in the dough, as I was about to explain. She'im afrish and prusa. You're not allowed, we just said, to take a slice of it. You got the whole thing. She'ne'emar echa mikol korban shel yitol porus. You can't take a slice of bread, a piece of it. You have to do the whole thing. Se'ela, who I was going to explain now, continues, to afreshinhu belisha. Must be, the pshat is that when you separated these, the truma you took out when you were kneading it. Deshakil chadam chametz, you took one from the chametz loaf. V'chadam in chalos, you took one from the chala. V'chadam in harikikin, and one from the wafers. V'chadam in haravucha, and one from that's the flour that's mixed with like the oil in the water. So after you separated 1/10 of each type of these doughs for the kohen, then you baked up the remainder into the four loaves. So this is fine because it's possible to separate. You can mash the truma when you're doing the lisha, when you're kneading it before you do the zrikas hadam. So it could be that the pshat would be in this case where that's when he took the neder. So if that's when he took the neder, it comes out that there's really no proof whether you had in mind the original status in mikar we had in mind. Current says hashta. You. It doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about up here. We're talking about you took a. It was also at that point in time, and that's when you took it, and that's why the nether in fact works. Okay, so now with this whole machloikis is do we follow the person's thoughts of the current status hashta? We go really what it was originally meikara leima kitanoi. Maybe this whole discussion over here is really parallels machloikis amongst the tanoim. Hare alai. Kibbechor. If a person says that this is going to be osir to me, this meat is osir to me, like the meat of a bechor, Rabbi Yaakov osir, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yaakov says that you're not allowed to eat this meat. Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. Hechidami. So what's the case we're talking about? E name lifnezrik is damim. Maybe going to tell you when the guy did the hatvasa was when it was before they did the zrikas hadam. So my time in Mandashari. So why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda allow it? Why you can't do that? V'ila achar zrikas damim. But if you're going to tell me that it's done after the dam is already he did the zorikid. So my time at Amanda Osir. So what does Rabbi Yaakov say? You're not allowed to have it. So El Alav, it must be on the top of. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the machis baser bechor, that he put down the meat of the of a bechor in one place. Umachis baser daheich gabe, and he puts another piece of meat right next to it. Va'amar, what does the guy say? Ze kaze. The second piece of meat should be just like the first piece of meat. V'tanahi, and that's the machloikis amongst the tanoim, whether or not you can do this with the bechor, would it work or not? So what does the Rambam say? Nedarim, this is Perek Aleph. Da-da-da. Yud Gimel. Ha-omer ha-rehein alai ke-maiser behema ha-re-elu osrin. Ho-el be-kirushosu be-yidei odam. Ha-rehein alai ke-bechor. This is like the meat. Hare elu mutarin. This is mutar she'ein kedushasi v'dei adam. If the kedusha doesn't come through a human being's do it. Ve'ene yochol lahatviso b'neder shnemar lo yakish isho. So that it can't do this. Fascinating parallel that some of the Rishonim make already. That the bechor is interesting. That the kedusha sets in automatically. So and nevertheless, we still have a mitzvah to designate it. But so too by Shabbos, Friday night, the kedusha comes in. Automatically, afal pichin, we still have a mitzvah to make kiddush to add our kedusha to what is pre-existing, to elevate it even to a greater extent. So that comparison between bechor between Friday night Shabbos is something that is made within the comparisons made within the Rishonim. Okay, in Mitzvah Shem, we will pick it up in the next year with Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.